gzeirozois tomirani vechia ubelvavi kadi koiruchvia albeinu vas nispeid ravarima arid besichi vahima vakol nehi arima. Next kina chafhei starts off mi itein roishi mayim ve'eini mekar noizlai. This is the first kina that's more recent. It's going on the times, the killings of the Crusaders. And it describes how three kehilas, the kehila first of Ashpira, was attacked by the Crusade and they were killed. And it's very interesting when it describes that tragedy, the Kina says, Al Yichud Shem HaMiyuchod Yichadu Shem B'Gvura. They were Miyachad Shem, they were Kadosh Shem Shemayim Yibayri Koyach Oysed Dvori Lamaro V'Choyhanai V'Ulomai Nigvu Kula Masora. 10 people were killed out in the Kahal of Ashpira. Then the Kina goes on to describe that the Kahal of Armaiza was attacked twice from the Crusades. And it's very interesting that it's brought down B'Shem the Sma, that the Sma said that why was the Kehila of Armaiza singled out for so many tragedies? And he said that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and after the 70 years of Golus, so after the Churban Bayis Rishon, many of the Goylim of Churban Bayis Rishon settled in Armaiza in Worms. And when it came time to go back, so the people in Yerushalayim sent a message to the people in Armaiza, come and join us. But it seems that the people in Armaiza were very successful. And they sent them back a message, you go ahead and you sit in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll sit in our Yerushalayim in Bovel. We'll sit in our Yerushalayim over here. And since they didn't understand, they didn't appreciate the Kedusha, what Yerushalayim has to offer, that's why the Kehila of Armaiza was singled out for so many tragedies. The next Kehila that was also attacked was the Kehila of Magenza, also attacked, killed out hundreds and hundreds of people. And there's one line over here that's a very well-known, very famous line. Over here we're saying, Kinos on Tisha B'Av, about the Crusaders. What does it have to do with Tisha B'Av? And the emes is, when, after the Holocaust, there was a whole shaila, that perhaps Kedai to make a day to remember the events of the Holocaust, how 6 million Yidden were wiped out. And they came to the Biskirov, and the Biskirov said that in this Kina it says, Kishkula harigosam lihisabal ulaas ulihisapra kisrefas besalekena ulom vahabira. Vechi ein lahoisif moyeit sheva vishaveira. You cannot add on another moyer, another day of Avelus. Ve'ein lahaktim zulosi la'achra. Tachas kein hayoim levyosi ha'ireira. Ve'espedo ve'elilo ve'efka b'nefesh morah. If we can't add on another day, so all the Avelus and all the mourning that we want to do on all the tragedies that happen throughout the ages, we have to incorporate them into the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, the Avelus of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And this is brought out in a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is brought down in a Medrash in Eicha. Tells us a maisa, how there was a woman who had a ben tashchiris, a woman who had a sickly child, a very special child. He got sick and eventually he died. And his mother used to cry at night. She used to remember her son, and she used to cry at night, and her voice used to travel at night. And she was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel used to hear her crying, and he used to remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he used to cry with her, and he used to cry so much until his eyelashes fell out. And the question is that why, when Rabbi Gamliel heard this Isha crying out because of the tragedy that befell her, that she lost a child, why did that remind him of the Churban Beis HaMikdash? And perhaps Poshep Shat is, like the Medrash explains in Eicha, how the Eibishter cries out on the day of Tisha B'Av, the Eibishter cries out, that he says, I'm like a person that wanted to bring in his child to a chuppah, and his child died on the day of the chuppah. And the same way that this Isha was crying out for her child, Rav Gamliel reminded himself how the Eibishter is crying out for his children. But in other Svarim it says another thought, that Rav Gamliel heard this Isha crying, and he understood and he felt her tragedy. But then he realized that there's no tragedies that are not connected to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Every tragedy that happens throughout the ages, it's all beside the one tragedy. It's all a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's all a result of because we distance ourselves from the Eibishter. And that's why it says over here, we can't add anything, because if we're going to add, that's going to make a statement that there's other tragedies, and there's tragedies that are separate from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's not true. All the tragedies throughout the ages stem from one thing, stem from the richuk that we are merachik ourselves from the Eibishter, and from the richuk that the Eibishter had to go away from us. And we lost that Ashores HaShechina, and we lost that Kirva to the Eibishter.